Smartphones and tablets, they are powerful tools that can deliver big productivity gains if you can support and secure them and other new devices on your wired and your wireless networks. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's special Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, talking with Pete Eisenhower. Pete is a Cisco Business Development Specialist for the PC Connection family of companies, here today with some advice on how you can optimize your network infrastructure to deliver mobility and a borderless network experience for your users. And Pete, welcome back. Thanks for joining me again.
Good to be with you again, James.
Let's kind of get everyone back on the same page here of the forces that you see right now today that are really driving IT orgs to find a better way to manage their networks.
Well, last time you and I spoke, we discussed the rise of multimedia in business being based on the expectations of the newest generation joining the workforce. And this is really more of the same with the added, the addition of economic pressure. A lot of IT departments have downsized over the last few years to remain competitive in a slower economy, which means that fewer individuals are left to manage access for more devices and a wide array of devices, if you will. It's estimated that by 2015, more than 7 billion new wireless devices will be connected to the network. Everyone in my industry and many other verticals carry multiple devices, smartphones, tablets, laptops, netbooks. There are a lot of companies that are standardized on Microsoft Windows that probably never dreamed of having to worry about access for Apple clients. But the iPad has almost 70% of the tablet market and growing. iPhone market share is growing like crazy, and so are Droids for that matter. And not all of those belong to college kids, artists, or soccer moms. Some companies have the budget to provide those devices for their employees, and if they do that, then they can, you know, can kind of control the different types of devices that connect. But some companies were working on tighter margins, may choose to take a BYOD approach, bring your own device, allowing employees to pick their own platforms. But like we discussed last time, those employees will expect to be able to conduct business with these devices anywhere as if they were at their desks for maximum productivity, and it's the IT staff that has to be able to accommodate those expectations. Any company that isn't bringing their infrastructure to speed for increased mobile deployment or isn't planning to do so is going to find themselves at a competitive disadvantage.
Hey, Pete, one of the other challenges that IT is facing is the growing idea of our mobile workforce, this distributed workforce. And they've got a challenge of enabling these distributed workers to access applications while they're on the road, while they're in the home office, in new ways that haven't been done before.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In the last century, all data and applications were housed on premises, and users were usually on premises as well. The firewall was kind of like a fortress protecting all of it, and IT's primary responsibility was to plug the gaps in the walls and keep the barbarian hackers and malicious plague viruses at bay. But in the new century, many organizations tap into talent pools all over the world. Workers might be full-time remote employees or contractors, and many of them never come into a central office. Cisco's Salesforce, for example, is almost exclusively field-based. They've closed a ton of small location offices, and now these folks are working out of home offices, spending all of their time on the road visiting customers. Their annual global sales meeting, which used to bring thousands of people from around the world to the headquarters in San Jose or, you know, in hotels in Las Vegas, is now conducted virtually, with salespeople attending meetings and presentations and events all via WebEx. These changes are saving Cisco millions of dollars every year since they put them in expenses, while increasing employee productivity for both the traveling employees and the ones that don't have to anymore. The changes in how we're doing business, IT now has to make decisions about how they manage the tools required for this new business model. Security solutions need to be enhanced, policies need to be created, and then enforcement for those policies needs to be automated. Applications might be hosted off-site or in the cloud. Traditional IT still generally treats those as resources as internal entities, but with the decentralization of the employees, they may not have the staff, the infrastructure, or the budget to manage it up to the expectations of this new technocentric workforce using old models.
So what do they really need to do to move themselves off? I mean, one, there's got to be a mental shift to get off the kind of traditional IT models. What are you seeing that they need to do to approach the demands on the network, what they really need to do now to get that job done?
Well, the ideal situation is a robust network platform capable of delivering real-time collaboration experiences to any device. Video collaboration is still the best example, I think, at least in my mind. The internet gives smaller companies the opportunity to reach far more customers than they ever could have in the old days with just phones and plane tickets. They can arrange face-to-face meetings, create customized demonstrations, you know, either live or video on demand and store them, for specific audiences. They can create specific and personal B2B, business-to-business portals online for different customers, and generally give a showroom experience to people across the planet without everyone and anyone ever having to leave their own offices. Demand for that is coming from both the customers and the employees who have, you know, as we talked last time, are enamored of online services like Skype and Netflix and Facebook in their personal lives. They want to import that positive experience to their work environment and make it work for them. But to do that successfully, you got to have a cutting-edge infrastructure, high-speed LAN and WAN connectivity, vast increases in your storage capacity, especially if you're doing you know, any kind of video, application support, and always security, of course, security. Companies that can't afford to upgrade their on-premises equipment to meet those standards, they're going to have to find alternate ways to stay competitive. If you think about it, it's almost like the 24-hour news cycle. It's the business cycle is becoming a 24 hours as well, and globalization is a big part of that. A lot of these companies are expanding their reach for customers from just regional to global. These new customers are relying on transparent mobility with need for security for, you know, so they can have anytime, anywhere communications with their business partners. If you're not meeting with them regularly, you've got to be able to see them and talk to them whenever and get things done. So that carries with it, you know, it's an ever-increasing need for security on the devices locally and across cloud services, and that'll make collaboration between companies and their cloud partners as important as communication between companies and their customers. The sales that they're looking for rely on steady and stable communications, and communications in the 21st century rely heavily on secure access to data and applications from any place, any day of the year.
We've, you know, hit on, Pete, the challenges. We've talked ideally of what folks need. So what is Cisco doing today now to help IT make that change and get to where they need to be?
Cisco Borderless Network Architecture helps IT departments balance demanding business challenges and changing business models like those promoted by the influx of mobile devices at all levels of the network. They really provide the framework to unify wired and wireless access to a single network so users are available at any time in any place and as effective and productive as though they were sitting at their desks. Some of the things they bring is, again, a lot of security is key in this. Network access control, policy creation and enforcement, application accessibility and performance management across many different device types, and the tools to make global collaboration as easy and as intuitive as commonplace transactions like streaming a movie or downloading a video. Cisco and our experts within the PC Connection family of companies, of course, can help IT departments evolve their infrastructure to deliver secure, reliable, seamless user experiences in a world with many shifting borders.
Absolutely. Let's do this, Pete. More than halfway through our conversation today. Want to go a little technical, but we're not doing a deep dive here. But from that technical vantage point, what does borderless networks, what's that encompass? And again, at a high level, how does it actually work for IT departments?
Well, borderless networks is as it sounds. It takes advantage of the ubiquity of networks. They're everywhere to link users, devices, applications, and business processes all together. The architecture enables IT to innovate faster while providing control in an environment that includes partners, customers, and employees. Borderless network delivers basically two primary sets of services. You got your network services and then your user and endpoint services, and they're all managed by a comprehensive and integrated management solution. Network services are basically your end-to-end services delivered by the infrastructure that encompass secure, high-speed routing and WAN optimization, intelligent and flexible switching for more throughput than ever before, the ability to prioritize collaboration applications in particular, mobility features that let salespeople be available all the time, whether they're in the office or not, or that can even tell their people that are looking for them when they're available and when they're not, and of course, the all-pervasive security, VPN connections for all devices, security policy enforcement that'll block unsafe devices from access, protection of proprietary intellectual property and customer information, and the rest of that encompasses security. Endpoint and user services, even though they're functions of the network, they define the user experience and enable the attributes of secure, reliable, seamless, as we talked about before, performance on a broad range of devices and environments. Cisco AnyConnect software is an example of device software that delivers secure, persistent, policy-based access for a seamless user experience. WebEx is an example of a collaboration suite that allows those connected to work together as though they were in the same room or train a group of people without traveling. Users can even provide technical support using WebEx.
You've mentioned the S word plenty of times today, Pete, and I want to dive a bit deeper here. Security is the S word I'm talking about. It's still probably the top concern of most of the IT orgs that I talk to, and I'm assuming you do too.
Oh, you're exactly right. Security is still the number one challenge facing all IT departments today. We talked about this last time we were together, too. Security breaches can be devastating to a company's bottom line in any number of ways, and you see them on the news all the time. I mean, the PlayStation 1, the Sony PlayStation, Citibank. Here in Boston, people still talk about the TJX breach, even though that was several years ago, but it still comes up on the news from time to time. Theft of proprietary corporate information, losing face with customers if their confidential information gets leaked into the public sphere, you know, getting blown up in an audit for missing compliance regulations like PCI or HIPAA, or just the inability to transact business if hackers block access to business websites or applications employees need to conduct the day-to-day processes that make a company function. With the explosion of different devices that can now be used, enabling secure access anywhere within any device becomes more challenging every day. And Cisco borderless networks allow IT to, you know, they can unify this approach to securely delivering applications to users in a highly distributed environment. The Cisco concept of the self-defending network, they don't talk about it as much as they used to, but it applies even more than ever with the many methods by which people, employees of companies access their tools. Cisco meets that challenge by creating an environment in which every device in the network plays a role in keeping it secure. Security hasn't really, you know, doesn't begin and end at the firewall, and it hasn't for quite some time. I guess the crucial element to scaling secure access is a policy-based architecture that allows IT to implement centralized access controls with enforcement throughout the network, from server to infrastructure to client. And this is where the Cisco security portfolio in particular, with recent additions like IronPort and ScanSafe, really distinguishes itself as premier in the industry.
Pete, I want to take the conversation kind of back to what we started with about some of the challenges. One of the challenges, the economic pressures out there, and some folks may not have deployed and upgraded their network as they've wanted to, but they need to be planning. Many folks probably are planning, but for those that are just on the early stages of this type of plan and moving forward, let's leave them with some final words, tip or two. How do they move forward towards this new type of network architecture that supports a borderless experience for their users? Where are the good starting points?
Well, as I believe it was Sun Tzu said, know thy enemy, and the process really starts with assessments. Before you can get to what the network can do and can't do, the company really needs to assess their own IT capabilities and determine what they can and can't do. So that would include not just technically, but financially. If IT realizes weaknesses or shortages in security and wireless LAN skills within their people, they need to partner with a company that can provide that expertise before they even think about buying equipment or upgrading. After that, the IT staff and their partner, like PC Connection, can document the company's business objectives and requirements. What experience do they want to deliver? What problems will these changes solve for them? From there, they can conduct the technical assessments of any aspect of the company's network infrastructure, and that's how they create the strategy. They'll go over, you know, UC readiness or wireless readiness. So the improvements that they make will meet the business objectives and requirements. And this is where the ROI for all the stakeholders is created, improving the customer experience for both internal users and external customers, which will lead to increased productivity, which hopefully brings an improved bottom line.
Hey, good stuff, Pete. Really do appreciate, again, the insights today.
Anytime, boss.
Hey, you got it, Pete, and my thanks to our audience for listening as well. And if you all do want to learn more about the products and the services that Pete mentioned, like Cisco Borderless Networks and Network Assessments, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at govconnection.com. If you would like to call, the number is 1-800-800-0019. And if you would like to email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up another installment of Connection Point.